aggression and terrorism, we have nothing to do with them.
اونها هم حقوق ملت ها رو به رسمیت بشناسن مشکلی وجود نداره.
If they recognize rights of nations, there will be no more problem.
You have not, in Iran, however, has not recognized Israel. I don't need to point out.
We will never recognize.
برای اینکه یک کشور یه اشغالگره، اشغالگره چی به رسمیت
میشناسه؟ An occupation force and an occupation country. Who is going to recognize such a country?
ما نمیتونیم اشغالگرا رو به رسمیت بشناسیم.
We cannot recognize these occupiers.
ما نمیتونیم تروریست ها رو به رسمیت بشناسیم.
We cannot recognize these terrorists.
جنگ طلب ها رو به رسمیت بشناسیم.
We cannot recognize these warmongers.
You recently made a bold statement about a key ally for Iran. You said about Syria in its crackdown against the opposition. You said, we believe that freedom and justice and respect for others are the rights of all nations. How is what Syria is doing, with all due respect, Mr. President, any different than what Iran did to the young people protesting your re-election? Did Iran respect the rights of its own citizens in the crackdowns following your re-election?
Iran سرکوب کرد.
Did Iran repress that?
چه کسی رو سرکوب کرد؟
Who has been repressed by us?
کسی سرکوب نشد در ایران.
Nobody was suppressed here.
افراد قلیلی بودند که کیوسک‌ها رو آتش می‌زدند.
There were limited number of people who torched public buildings and places, and they scuffled with the police force.
تعداد نیروهای پلیس و نیروهای مردمی طرفدار دولتی که کشته شدند بیش از کسایی بود که
The number of the police officers and ordinary people who supported the government were killed was greater than those rioters.
کلاً 33 نفر کشته شدند.
Altogether 33 people were killed.
که بیش از دو سومش نیروهای پلیس و نیروهای طرفدار دولت
and two-thirds of them were police officers and
مردم عادی بودن.
Ordinary people who supported the government.
مردم عادی.
Ordinary people.
این سرکوبه؟
Do you call it a suppression or repression?
شما میدونید در درگیری‌های پلیس آمریکا با مردم
do you call it a crackdown?
چند نفر کشته میشن؟
Do you know about the number of people who are getting killed who get killed every day in the fight with the police in America?
روزانه بیش از 30 نفر.
It's more than 30.
هر روز.
Every day.
و در طول سال 30,000 نفر بر اثر
and during the year
کشته میشن.
More than 30,000 people are killed as a result of gun shots and gunfight.
بنده منتخب مردم هستم.
I am an elected president.
چه کسانی که رأی دادن چه کسانی که رأی ندادن.
Those who voted for me and those who did not vote.
این قانون ایران هست.
For me. This is the law in my country.
من هم همشون رو دوست دارم.
I love all segments of the population.
صمیمی هستیم.
And we have friendly ties with the people.
کسانی هستن که رأی ندادن در دولت هستن الان.
There are people who did not vote for me and they are still working in the government as senior officials.
مردم ایران مثل بعضی کشورها مردم حزبی نیستن.
Iranians here are not partisans and they do not have a partisan orientation.
با هم دوستن.
They are friends.
آزادانه رأی میدن ولی با هم دوست هستن.
They freely vote, but at the end of the day, they are friends.
حقشون رو به هر کس میخوان رأی بدن.
It is their rights to vote for anybody they wish.
آزاده.
It's the principle of freedom.
دیدید که من میرم راحت بین مردم.
You know, I go among the public, I talk to them.
اون مردم کی بودن؟
Who were they?
به من رأی دادن همه؟
Did all of them vote for me?
نه.
No.
کسی اصلا سوال نمیکنه چه کسی به چه کسی رأی داد.
Nobody asks any question about it. Who voted for whom?
همه با هم دوستن.
We are all friends.
They are all friends. بزرگ همه.
The young, the youth, the young and the young adults and others.
من هم همشون رو دوست دارم.
And I love all.
برای همشون کار میکنم.
And I work for all of them.
بله در هر کشوری کسانی که قانون رو بشکنن پلیس
برخورد. But in any country, those who break the law, they should face with the police.
در همه جا همینطور هست.
That is everywhere.
البته از اینکه کسی کشته شده من ناراحتم.
But I'm not happy that some people were killed.
ای کاش هیچ کس کشته نشود.
I wish nobody would have been killed.
نه در ایران، در هیچ جای دنیا.
Neither in Iran nor in any other parts of the world.
حتی در آمریکا.
Even in the United States.
چرا باید آدم‌ها کشته بشه؟
Why should they kill human beings?
اما در موضوع سوریه.
But about Syria.
و بقیه کشورهای دنیا.
And other countries.
ما طرفدار همه ملت‌ها هستیم.
We side with all nations and with the people.
حقوق اساسی همه ملت‌ها.
And we recognize basic rights of all peoples.
ما با مردم انگلستان و اسپانیا.
People in the United Kingdom, in Italy, Greece.
پرتغال هم اظهار همدلی.
And Portugal, we sympathize with them.
با مردم هستیم.
We are with the people.
عدالت و آزادی حق ملت‌هاست.
We think freedom and justice are the fundamental rights of all nations.
احترام و کرامت حق ملت.
And having respect to the dignity of human beings is the right of all nations.
اما ما معتقدیم دموکراسی
توسط نیروهای ناشی است. But we believe democracy cannot be achieved by through the help of the NATO.
ناتو نمیتونه دموکراسی.
NATO cannot bring and can never bring democracy to other nations.
ناتو برای آدم کشی است.
NATO is made for killing people. It's a killing machine.
برای تسلط بر ملت ها.
It is intended to dominate other nations.
بنابراین فکر میکنیم ملت ها دولت ها با هم باید بنشینن در فضای
انسانی. Governments and peoples should sit together and solve their problems under a friendly atmosphere.
بدون اینکه کسی کشته بشه.
Without allowing anybody getting killed.
چه مخالفین چه نیروهای امنیتی.
Either from among the opponents or from among the security people.
همه انسان‌ها.
They are all human beings.
چرا باید کشته بشن؟
Why should they get killed?
باید با منطق انسانی مسائلشون رو حل کنن.
They should solve their problems through humanitarian logic.
هیچ کشوری هم از بیرون دخالت
نداره. No country should interfere from outside.
هیچ کس حق دخالت نداره.
No country has the right to interfere.
این دیدگاه روشن ایران هست.
This is a clear outlook and policy here in Iran.
ما در همین مسیر حرکت میکنیم.
And we move in this direction.
Thank you so much.
شما موفق باشید.
I wish you good luck and I wish good luck for all nations, for the people of the United States.